when our house was being built, we were living in a trailer park community, and every day our neighbors would drive off with their trailer house, and when they'd come back, or not every day, but every week, and when they'd come back, we'd be like, where'd you go? They said they'd go to buy groceries. They didn't want to drive the groceries to their house. They'd drive the trailer house to the grocery store, fill the trailer house up with groceries, and then drive it back to the lot.
Yeah, that's how you get it done. Man, I think I'm considering a change of lifestyle here, Jerry.
There you go.
Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
Stooks, in the morning, you got a neighbor freak story for us?
Yeah.
Right?
All right, so I get up this morning, right? Not this morning, but this one morning. I walk out my back porch, and I take a pee off my back porch. And I look to the right, my neighbor and his wife, and they're arguing. Like, hardcore arguing, right? I'm like, all right, no big deal. So I go in the house, put my clothes on, get ready for work, and about an hour later, I come back outside, walk out my back door to get on my bike, and I look over to my right, and my neighbor's digging a hole. I'm like, no big deal. Everybody digs holes in their backyards, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go to work, and I come back, and I look over at the house, and he's burying something. Couldn't figure out what it was. A couple weeks later, I come to find out, my neighbor killed his wife and buried her in the backyard.
Are you serious, man?
No joke, seriously. I lived in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, my God. So did you feel like crap after that or not?
Do what?
Did you feel bad at all?
Did I feel bad?
Yeah.
Well, of course I felt bad. Somebody died. I mean, I didn't know
the lady. That's a good point. I mean, she was already dead at that point, and since the guy
wasn't a personal feel bad, but it was a feel bad because he killed somebody.
Yeah. Well, at least we know you're human, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's messed up, man. That really messed with my head for a long time.
Trust me, dude. I left. We lived in Dallas for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And I loved it. After that happened, we moved to Kansas.
Wow.
It was pretty horrible.
Yeah, I'm sorry you had to deal with that, bro. That probably tops the stories today so far.
Sweet.
So you got that going for you.
All right.
Thanks for the call, man.
No problem.